only for the test.
Why don't kids think this is a big deal? I mean, this is a controlled substance.
Because you're doing very well when you're taking it most of the time. I've never heard anyone say, I took Adderall and did terrible on my exam. It's like an academic steroid, you know?
I was just thinking that. It's like taking steroids in sports.
Barry Bonds in the library, absolutely.
And before long, Stefan says he wanted ready access to his own supply.
So I asked my friend, I said, how'd you get that prescription? He said, oh, go to, you know, psychological health services.
Wait, on campus, on Columbia's campus?
Yeah. He said, you know, tell them that you're having, you know, trouble studying, focusing. They'll ask you a couple questions, and you'll get a prescription like that. They give it out like it's candy.
All it took, he says, was a meeting with a psychologist at Student Health Services in this building who asked him to fill out a simple questionnaire. He also met with a psychiatrist. He says it was just 10 minutes. The doctor asked him if he'd ever taken Adderall.
I thought, is this a trick question? I said, you know what? Yeah. A friend gave me one of his pills from his prescription. I took it, and it made me very productive. I really liked how it helped me. He said, perfect. This is, I think, the right prescription for you.
Hold on. He didn't say, well, you really shouldn't have taken someone else's prescription. That's really not medically advisable.
Right.
He walked out, prescription in hand. Because he was over 18, no one notified his parents. We asked Columbia for an interview. The university declined to comment on this case, but in a statement said its student health service uses a detailed clinical protocol for evaluation of ADHD and related conditions and takes a holistic approach toward treatment for ADHD, including short-term counseling.